Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joseph Ruffalo is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline this morning, President and CEO of Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center. Yesterday, billionaire and former Sabres owner Tom Golisano made life-changing donations to 82 organizations, nonprofits from Niagara Falls to Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse. Joseph, thank you for being here. Tom Golisano awarding $360 million. You were there in the audience. How he did it is such a big part of this. Tell us about being there. You got an invitation. What were you expecting?
Yeah, good morning. We received an invitation late last week to attend a special announcement at the Golisano Institute for Entrepreneurship for yesterday morning. So we didn't know what to expect. I thought it was going to be all about what the institute is doing for students interested in entrepreneurship and the new model of education. And when we got there, there was over 300 people in attendance. And when the program started, Tom stepped to the podium and said, right off the get-go, you know, you can't take the wealth with you. You can only take what you give back. And today I'm announcing that I'm going to be giving $360 million to 82 agencies. And there was just like complete silence initially in the room. And then everybody just stood up and gave us a standing ovation. So it was when he announced the gift to Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center, it was complete shock. The feeling was very numb in the beginning, didn't really set in until I went up on stage and, you know, we embraced and, you know, what could you say? I mean, this Tom Golisano is, if there's anyone deserving of sainthood, it's Tom Golisano, because he has literally touched hundreds of thousands of lives, not just in Western and upstate New York and not just the United States, but all across the globe with the Special Olympics and all of the activities that he's involved with in terms of providing funds to really to help the most vulnerable population and make sure that there's equity in place, whether it's healthcare, whether it's education, community service. He's just an amazing, most generous man.
I mean, people could hear it in his voice. You didn't have to be there to feel it, but in the room, I mean, there must have been a lot of emotion going on.
Oh, it was. In my 42, 43 years of healthcare career, I've never experienced anything like that. And Tom was very emotional. It was a very emotional speech that he did, and at times he had a pause because he just had to catch himself. And you know, when I was up there thanking him, we both you know, he looked at me and he said, "Joseph," and we hugged and exchanged tears, and it was just an incredible moment.
A lot of tears in that room for sure. What has Golisano done in the past for Niagara Falls Memorial?
Yeah, so a number of years ago, we approached the Tom Golisano with respect to developing a health community center that was really dedicated towards providing primary care and social care needs for the most vulnerable population, those that are not only just economically challenged, but those with physical disabilities, intellectual disabilities, mental health issues, and, you know, be a center for community health. And he really bought into it, invested into it, and gave a gift of $3.5 million of a $7 million project to build what is known today as the Golisano Community Health Center, which provides care for probably over 14, 15,000 visits a year. And then, you know, several years later, we went back to Tom and said, you know, Niagara, the Niagara region has such high incidence of cancer, and it's extremely high, especially among the vulnerable population that can't get access to screening for cancer or treatments for cancer. Many don't have transportation to get to Buffalo. Again, serving not only the economically challenged, but, you know, cancer, you know, is among intellectual disability. It's among mental health patients. And these individuals have very difficult time getting access to preventative and cancer treatment in Buffalo. So he gave us $1.5 million of a $2 million capital project to build the Golisano Medical Oncology Center at Niagara Falls. It's in joint venture with Roswell Park. So we have the best and the brightest of the Roswell Park clinicians, doctors providing chemotherapy and immunotherapy and hematology to, and we have over 2,500 patients in that particular program. So prior to yesterday, he had already provided $5 million in capital gifts that has a huge impact on our region in terms of improving access to care.
Have you even begun to think about this gift and how it will be used?
What are you going to do with it, right? Uh-huh. What are you going to do?
No restrictions.
Yeah. So we obviously, we have over $58 million of capital projects on the drawing board. You know, now that Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center is the only full-service health system in all of Niagara County, serving over 212,000 people and 9 million tourists a year, we have a lot of capital needs with respect to modernization and expansion of being the sole provider for the county. So, for example, we need to modernize our Women's Pavilion, which is a $5.7 million project, because we are the only ones that are doing labor and delivery now in Niagara County. And if we didn't have that program, there'd be no more babies born in Niagara County. So everything from modernizing Women's Pavilion to adding an additional capacity of a 12-bed intensive care step-down unit to new generators to building a new parking garage, we see this gift as providing leverage to additional gifts and financing that will enable us to do a number of these projects. And we'll certainly pick one that's or two that provides a naming opportunity for Tom consistent with where the intention of his gifts are in terms of increasing access to the most vulnerable.
Well, Joseph, congratulations, and thank you for sharing what it was like to be there yesterday.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.